future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,551, down 0.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $208. That's down 1%. Ripple is currently trading at 46 cents. That's up 2.5%. We have EOS currently trading at $5.40. That's down 0.5%. And we have Stellar trading at 24 cents, and that's up 7% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a special shout out to 0x, which we'll get onto shortly, currently trading at 95 cents, up 30% in the last 24 hours. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what's going on, because there's been a lot happening in the last 24 hours. So let's get up to speed and let's get down to business. So to kick things off, let's give 0x the attention it needs. So how savvy crypto traders gamed Coinbase's latest listing for a 35% payday. So if there's money to be made in crypto markets, you can bet traders will be the first on the scene. Such was the case at last week when Coinbase Pro, the cryptocurrency trading platform operated by San Francisco startup Coinbase, announced it would be listing the cryptocurrency 0x, ZRX, a move that put the Coinbase effect on display when ZRX surged nearly 40% on the back of the news. So that perhaps isn't such a surprise. Coinbase is the largest US cryptocurrency exchange by volume and recently valued at $8 billion because of its million users. A common byproduct of new listing is a double-digit price surge. Still, it wasn't just Coinbase that got a tip-off about the listing prior. Data shows prices for ZRX began to surge on other exchanges a few minutes before Coinbase made its official public announcement at 1700 UTC. But while there were whispers online about the possibility of insider trading, a charge the exchange has denied in the past, there's another explanation that is perhaps more plausible. Savvy traders may have been simply making use of well-timed trading bots, computer programs that automatically scout technical price charts and exchange APIs to identify accountability in action and profitability developments. The bots can either then immediately act on their findings by placing a trade or send a signal to the users in the form of a message via social media. It's often free to receive the signal, but bots capable of placing trades generally come at a cost. Altcoin Notify, for example, is a bot used only for signals and is free on Twitter. On the other hand, more expansive and customizable bots like Crypto Hooper, which are capable of placing instantaneous trades based on multiple signals, can cost $20 to $99 per month. If traders would like more control over a bot, they can even program their own. Estimates suggest experienced programmers can put together the code in just a few days, though it remains a matter of expertise to search for the right buy and sell signals. In the case of this particular listing, API bots like Light Signal appears to have been designed well enough to read Coinbase's Pro's API and notice that it had added new cryptocurrency to its server. One of the guys actually told media sources out this is a statement. By the time a manual trader would see the API edition and navigate the exchange UI login with the 2FA navigation to the trading page for the coin in question, fill in an order, etc., the price is already moving up from the bots having made their purchases. So yet, in the world of crypto trading bots, it's unlikely Lightning Signals was the only computer program to convey a timely signal, particularly because even a small informational advantage can yield big results in the crypto markets. Should a trader have acted on the notification from Lightning Signals, it would have allowed them enough time to purchase ZRX at a nearly 15% better price than the usual investor. I mean, that's crazy. And by the way, like, I was in loads of different groups who have been talking about Coinbase listing 0x for quite a while now, because a lot of the team at 0x had worked for Coinbase in the past and they had obviously great relationships with the guys there. So it wasn't like a massive surprise when it was listed. Obviously, it's a surprise to the upside, but I think a lot of people were prepared for that. And I think a lot of people were waiting and ready for some price action to happen on 0x in particular. So I don't think it was a complete shock to a lot of people out there. And I think that I'm trying to remember what the case was before with Coinbase, because they had a massive issue of insider trading before. Let me try and remember what that was. I think it was something to do with was it Bitcoin Cash? Yeah, it was Bitcoin Cash. When they launched Bitcoin Cash, I think they had to stop trading it. But like everyone that worked, not everyone, I don't want to give a bad representation, but a lot of people worked there basically had PA, personal account positions on Bitcoin Cash. And when it launched, it went up. Like the upside on it was huge. And a lot of the employees at Coinbase were prepared and ready to take some of the action on that. But I think after that and after the media outroar that it caused, I think they've really cracked down on that. So I don't think it was anyone from inside Coinbase. But as I said, a lot of people were anticipating a listing of 0x. So great job to the 0x team and everyone that was on the right side of that trade. Before we get on to the next story, I just want to give a big shout out to the Irish Tech Times for featuring our recent podcast with Timothy Lewis. If you haven't checked it out already, I really encourage you to do so. It's episode 241. It was an amazing insight and to Tim's views. Tim was a partner at DNA. He's recently started Ikigaiki, his new fund, and he's also one of the top block producers under the name Liberty Block. But he's been in the space for a long time now. He's a major part of the LA community scene, along with his good friend Brock Pierce. And I recommend checking it out. We delve deep. And a big shout out to the Irish Tech Times once again for featuring it on their website. And thank you for listening if you have already. So Bitfinex introduces top secret banking system. So convoluted fiat deposit process. After being forced to suspend its fiat currency deposits last week, when HSBC terminated its proxy banking relationship, Bitfinex assured customers that an alternative would be soon in place. And the exchange, the world's second largest by trading volume, has been good at its word, confirming its new banking relationship earlier today. However, the opaque nature of the statement and the odd language it coached in has raised more questions than have answered. So this is what they said. Today, we are introducing a new, improved, and increasingly resilient fiat depositing system for sending fiat currencies to Bitfinex, began the blog post. The new process will once again follow KYC verified users from around the world who initiate deposits across USD, Great British Pound, Japanese Yen, and Euro. The exchange then proceeded to describe a complex process by which customers must deposit a minimum of $10,000 of fiat currency from now on. This involves creating a deposit request to signal interest, waiting up to 48 hours for Bitfinex to approve it, sending money to the bank account, and then waiting 6 to 10 days for the funds to clear. Coinbase, by way of comparison, takes an average of 3 to 5 days to clear bank transfers. Bitfinex's statement ends on a defiant note, with the exchange asserting, "We believe this system to be significantly more durable in the face of sustained attacks by our competition and their supporters. Ongoing campaigns against us will only result in our company becoming stronger and better." Wow. So while Bitfinex undoubtedly has its share of haters who would like to see the platform toppled, most traders simply seek clarity. The inability of the exchange's operators to publish a full audit of Tether, exuberating by its own nebulous banking arrangements, has not helped matters. Still mindful of what happened to Mt. Gox, the crypto community would like assurance that funds are safe. And this is what they say. There may be a serious negative effects with the information becoming public. The block has revealed that Tether has obtained a new bank. After recently serving ties with Nobles, it is unclear, however, whether the same bank will also handle Bitfinex's customer deposits. Anyone attempting to initiate the new fiat deposit process on the exchange is greeted by a disclaimer that warns in almost apocalyptic terms, divulging this info could damage not just yourself and Bitfinex, but the entire digital token ecosystem. You are cautioned that there may be serious negative effects of this information becoming public. And that's what they say. Wow. The status of Bitfinex Tether is becoming a new battleground in the cryptocurrency community, with lines drawn and both tribes seemingly incapable of backing down. On the one hand, there are those who are certain of impropriety of some kind and are waiting to be vindicated, when the House of Cards topples. On the other hand, there are defenders of Bitfinex who are wary of fighting what they deem to be endless FUD. Today's statement has done nothing to resolve the impasse. It's interesting. I think everyone gives Bitfinex a really hard time. I mean, apart from Coinbase, which has banking relationships in the UK with Barclays, and that's kind of public knowledge, but I mean, the other exchanges are all in the same boat. It's just that Bitfinex gets the slack for it, I think. And by the way, these guys do an amazing job. I haven't heard of anyone complaining. I think they have competitive spreads compared to the rest of the market. I think that the team are pretty quick to get back to you. They're creating cool stuff for the community. They've got a decentralized exchange for Ethereum. They're creating the EOS Finex, which is a decentralized EOS exchange. They're a block producer. They're pretty easily contactable. I think they're doing a great job. So big shout out to Bitfinex and keep up the good work. How are we doing for time? No, we're pretty good. We're pretty good. We keep rolling. So crypto hedge fund launches retail public offering in Japan. So the company, which is based in the Cayman Islands, said their new Epoch Digital Assets Fund will invest in a range of investment vehicles with broad exposure to various cryptocurrencies, initial coin offerings, and other digital assets. The hedge fund, which will seek aggressive returns while attempting to offset volatility, aims to offer retail investors diverse exposure to the crypto market via small investments. Tenio Partners will market the fund in Japan in cooperation with a number of other undisclosed security firms throughout the country as a fully licensed Japanese securities company that specializes in offering offshore alternative funds to Japanese investors. We're delighted to be working with Epoch Partners, said Stanley Howard, CEO of the Tokyo-based firm. The ability to offer a truly unique, diversified digital asset fund to our distribution and investor networks allows us to be more fully address the increasingly diverse investment needs to our clientele and to differentiate ourselves from our competitors within the Japanese securities industry. So that's really interesting because what they're looking to do is like, okay, you give us 100 grand of, you know, Japanese yen or like well, a million Japanese yen or a billion Japanese yen, or let's just call it, keep it dollars. Let's keep it simple. You give us $100,000 and instead of you buying Bitcoin or you getting into an ICO, you give it to us. And what we're going to do is we're going to invest into the market. You don't really have much say what we invest in. We're just going to invest it for you and don't worry about it. You're grand, like you're going to get great returns. As an investor, if that was the strategy, why wouldn't you just buy Bitcoin? Why wouldn't you just buy Ethereum? Or why wouldn't you just buy EOS? And by the way, this is not financial trading advice. I'm just pointing out something here. Like, why wouldn't you just do that yourself? Is it because it's tricky or you don't understand it? I'm just trying to work out why people would go through an entity for them to do exactly what they could do themselves and pay a performance fee, a managing fee. Like, I don't understand why people would do that. Let me know your thoughts. And listen, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention. As always, we appreciate that. And if you enjoyed today's show, leave a nice comment. We always appreciate that. And it always puts a smile on our face at the office here at SVK Crypto. Remember, as always, to join us on Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you will find us. You'll find myself, Charles Story, and the rest of the SVK Crypto team on there. You can follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. That's where all the pictures are, along with Telegram. If you want to keep up to date what we're doing and where we are in the world, definitely follow us on Twitter and be on Telegram. And if you have any questions, queries, or you would like to show us a project, feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.